Kester spoke to a New York City-based comedian who's performing in Tamaki Makaurau Opopo tomorrow night at Sky City Theatre, Gianmarco Cerisi, and we're going to hear that interview now.
Obviously no spoilers, but for our listeners who may not be familiar with your work before, this kind of stuff you've done, what's your show tomorrow going to be about?
Oh, it fluctuates. It depends on how the audience responds to everything. But I'll be talking about touring around Asia, learning about China, which very interesting. And then my own screwed up family, politics, the world, the male loneliness epidemic, artificial intelligence, dating, friends, and everything in between. So a mix of dark one-liners, storytelling, and just talking crap.
And for those who have seen some of your previous work, such as, you know, Thief of Joy and some of your other stuff on social media as well, how similar is it to stuff you've done before?
It's pretty much all different. Usually when I put something online, that's when I have retired it from my act. So definitely inspired by some of those bits, but I always tell people you're free to watch Thief of Joy, and I promise I'm going to give you a whole different show. And then, you know, I'm sure there'll be some crowd work here and there. And then that's that. I don't even know what that is going to be. What we find out together.
Yeah. I mean, New Zealand crowds, we've been criticized by a lot of international and local
comedians. What do they say?
Oh, they say pretty like critical or hard to crack, and we're pretty quiet audiences as well.
Really? Yeah. You never know. I did perform in Auckland maybe a year and a half ago. Mm. I think they were good shows, but maybe they were tougher than I remember. Listen, I would never presume to. I come to the show if it's a tough audience to crack. I'll figure it out.
Mm.
But I'm here to please.
And going into your work a bit now and your background, you talk a lot about your experience in musical theater. How does that influence your work?
I think it gave me a sense of using the stage of, I'm not necessarily singing up there, but I got some musicality. And I just think it taught me, I think about jokes sometimes about the rhythm and the timing. And it can often feel like if I'm going into a chunk performing a song, it's got a beginning, middle, end. I have to paint a picture, and I can do that with my words or with my body. So I think it just gave me more tools to use to tell jokes.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, we come from musical theatre circles as well, but I'm not really in many of those circles anymore. And sometimes a song comes on or something, and I almost out myself. And obviously, people say, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed, but...
Yes, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Embrace it. Sing it out loud.
Mm.
Quote Sondheim generously. There's more theatre kids than you would think, and maybe they quit at earlier in their lives, but they're just dying for someone to let them open up their heart. So I think there's more and more theater kids out there. And I think even those who never got to do theater, deep down they're theater kids. I see a lot of politicians that should have become theater kids. Maybe they'd be less evil. So I try to find the inner theater kid in all my audience members.
And on politics as well, you're also quite politically active and outspoken about political issues. And you joke a lot about politics as well. Is there ever a challenge for you balancing sort of the serious parts of politics and the political climate with telling jokes?
Yeah, I'd say the bigger challenge is I don't want to be preachy, and it can be tough when you feel really strongly about something. To be comedic, you have to be flippant. You might need to say something so outlandish that it can be tough. If you feel strongly about something, you don't want to say the opposite of that thing, but you also don't want to just agree with yourself, because then you're just, what are you looking for, applause that you share an opinion? So it's really, the challenge is less so that it's serious and more so, can I be flippant in a way that doesn't betray my values, but is still funny? That's the challenge. And so I often find that sometimes something that's super topical, something that just happened, it can be hard, because all I want to do is stand on stage and be like, fuck ICE.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I can't, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
And the people paid for comedy. Mm. So that's the part that you have to figure out. And it can be tough. It can be tough. But that's why I don't just talk about the news. Yeah. I only talk about it when I have a lens that can make it comedic.
And moving on now to stand-up on social media, there's been a huge explosion recently of stand-up content there. Is it weird almost performing for dual stages, one on the night, obviously, and then one later on social media, on TikTok or Instagram down the line?
Yeah, it's all just different mediums, you know? It's the same way a comedian would do a stand-up comedy show in the club, but then tape a special, but then go on Late Night with Johnny Carson. It's just like understanding each medium as best you can. Social media can move so much quicker and you can be more niche. And then when you're on stage, you have to be like, I am performing for people of different ages, different backgrounds, especially internationally. It's even more like they don't necessarily have the same upbringing that I do, the same cultural touch points. And yeah, it is surreal. I'm sure if I only had to do one, I'd be even better at that one thing. But the world that we live in today, it's like you have to navigate everything all at once. And what I try to use is ultimately keep the people in the room with me are the most important. And I try to think of my online presence as a testing ground, an early open mic for when I have flesh and blood in the room with me.
Are you ever like performing on an evening and you might do like a joke or a bit of crowd work and think, oh, this is going to go crazy on Instagram or TikTok or whatever?
Yeah, I can feel it in my head. I can hear that voice. I can think, oh God, I hope the cameraman got this one. and yeah, that's why I film every show so that I can let go of that in my mind.
Yeah.
And try to be as much in the moment. But of course, if I'm having a long crowd work moment, I'm going, ooh, this is going to crush on YouTube. And then I try to shut that thought up so I can focus on having a good interaction.
Yeah, and where can people find you? Where can people find your stuff, your tickets, and any other comedy that you do as well?
Yes, I'm at almost every social media platform in the world, at my name. It's at Gianmarco Cerezi, spelled with a G. It's Italian. And if you go there, there's links on everything to get those tickets.
And if you'd like to hear more from Gianmarco Cerezi, you can catch him performing live tomorrow at Sky City Theatre from 9 p.m. And tickets are available for that at ticketek.co.nz.